Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And if you have any questions or comments about our show, or you just think we are the greatest thing ever, we would love to hear from you at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Shoot us a little email, or you can come onto our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. And if you're wanting to set up a session, a party, a goddess party with Marie and I, you can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And what we do is if you host a party of 10 or more, the host or hostess receives either a free reading or free class, because we either do readings or we do classes or we come in and we do both. And prices vary on that. If you're wanting to have an individual psychic reading with Marie, you can call her at 651-303-0555 or Beth Jacobson at 651-900-4136. We do it individually or we do it together as well. You can also go to our www.divinegoddessradio.com page, and what you do is you go in and set up your session there, and then we get back to you about a time that we have available, and we're pretty good at responding quickly. I'm probably the one. If I don't get you that date, it's the next day, and that's only because I'm extremely busy. But I'm pretty good at it, pretty good.
And as a realtor, I'm always looking at my email. So I get a notification, boom, I'll get back to you right away.
But I email you right away. So anyways, if you're needing to do that, that is wonderful. And we have our prices again at the divinegoddessradio.com website. Is there anything that I'm leaving out?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. We're going to get up on our blogs come wintertime, you guys. There has to be the flow and the motivation to do it, and it's like I'm too busy doing other stuff. Marie's too busy doing other stuff, and then we have our Divine Goddess Healing Center in Spring Lake Park at 950 Coney Highway 10 Northeast. So we have our metaphysical store there as well as our healing center there, and we hold a variety of classes, and we sell a lot of divination tools and cards, crystals and stones, yada, yada, yada. So it's the place to go to. So I think I did my little spiel.
And it's funny because I was moved to write a blog one day, but I wrote it in my journal and never transported it over to the webpage. So
what was it about? Do you want to say what it was about?
I have to remember now. I think it had to do with spiritual awakening.
Oh.
Yeah. But it just flowed through me, and then I wrote and wrote and wrote, and then it never went anywhere off that journal. So maybe it was just meant for me.
It might have been just meant for you. Yeah. My thing is I've been inspired to do a lot of stuff, and I'm like been really stubborn the past 2 weeks going, I'm not doing it. Screw that stuff. But anyway, going through my little stuff though too.
Yeah.
Okay, what we're going to do is, you guys, we ask that you only ask that you're respectful, and if you ask one question, don't go, can I ask you another question? Because Marie and I are really soft, and, you know, because we don't want to, we know what it's like when you're searching for some answers, but we're asking that you respect that, because as you do that, you help us stay strong in ours,
yeah.
And I'm asking you to help us.
And then we end up, too, we can't get to a lot of our callers, and we want to make sure that
callers.
People who've waited and waited and waited, you know, at least get a chance to ask their question.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do first is we're going to
and it's first come, first serve, everyone. So please hold on if you have an urgent question. We will get to you if we can.
Right. And we're going to take two questions that we got from email earlier. So we're going to start out with those. And the first question is from Laura. And she is wondering if we can provide her with guidance regarding her finances. It's been tough for some time now. So, okay, Laura. You're kind of in the same boat as a lot of us are. Things have been really blocked and stalled, and that had a lot to do with planetary energy, you know, with Mercury not being direct and then it going direct but having a couple weeks of shadow time. The blocks were still there. So the blocks are starting to lift now, and we're actually moving towards a much clearer time. So in regards to you, let's see what we can pick up.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Laura, just what Marie was saying, I'm picking up it's for you to get clearer on what it is that you want to do. There's a lot of indecisiveness, and it feels like you have some toxic stuff that's going on in your life. So it looks like internal relationship with self. So when I see that, that means you're looking at some self-worth stuff. So really go in there, even though on a conscious level you're going, God dang it, I truly believe that I deserve this. Go in there at a deeper look and say, okay, lifetimes, I'm ready. But you have to be still. You can either journal it or go in and talk yourself through it and say, okay, what's going on? Are there still blocks from past lifetimes? Pay attention to what your body is saying, yes or no, is it heavy or light? You decipher and discern. I decipher and discern as when I'm light, that's a yes for me. When I'm heavier, that's a no for me. You can also do the angel tipping to where you're standing up. You can put your hand on your heart, ask the question. If you go forward, that's a yes. If you go backwards, that's a no. If you go sway side to side or don't do anything, the universe is saying you might have to re-ask that question in a different way. Or it might be saying whatever you choose to do is whatever you choose to do. It's not going to be this life-altering thing for you. So it feels like you need to really go in and look at the self-talk.
Yep, and also release worry. You have a lot of worry swirling around your head, and you really need to release that and just know that everything is going to fall in place with divine timing. Your time is coming is what I'm hearing from the guides.
Yep. And the thing is, it looks like what I see going on with you are also an empath, so you need to really look at identifying energetic stuff that's coming at you, so that you can learn how to protect yourself better, and you need to clean yourself and clear yourself as far as out to the galactic body in space and your super astral body in space and astral. So learn how to do that because they individually need to be cleansed and cleared, and I think you're going to realize that there's a huge breakthrough there.
I'm also hearing for you to do a money grid. So really have a nice money grid in a certain part of your town, and you can Google it. You can see examples of a money grid. It's using crystals. And to make sure, as Beth said, your intentions are very, very clear
on what you want,
and then remove all the muck from your thoughts.
Now, do you want her to have that grid? You said town, or did you mean her house?
Oh, yeah, in her house.
So she's probably saying the whole town needs a money grid.
Oh, God, I don't even know. Whatever came through is whatever they said. But do it in your house.
Yep.
I don't think you can go to the center of town and place a grid.
But just so you know, Laura, it will turn around, but it's the universe wants you to become more focused. Stay out of the emotional part of it because I can see blood red around you, so that means you've been very emotional about it. And so you have to re-identify how you look at money. You have to re-identify it. That means past lifetimes, you did a lot of stuff. Your soul did those aspects, did a lot of stuff they shouldn't have done with money. So they're wanting to block you. So you need to go in there and look at when was it, what lifetime was it? Was it male, female, blah, blah, blah. And then go and ask for it to be released, but that you have a different, healthier attitude towards money and know that you can bring more light into the world by being able to pay your bills on time, be more love and light, bring more joy, et cetera, et cetera. And if you need more details on that, that's when you'd set up an appointment with the both of us or either of us if you're drawn to doing so.
Exactly.
So thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you so much for emailing in. And let's take our next question. This is from Casildra. Will the insurance company pay out a check this week on my settlement? If so, do you see an amount?
I'm hearing yes. That was just right away before Marie even finished saying it.
The amount I just heard to be determined. So they're still working on that.
Yep. It's going to be a nice large sum. It feels like it's more than a few thousand dollars.
They're also saying though there's a lesson in this for you. So just with that money, be prudent and wise. Those are exactly what they're saying. So if that rings true for you, that's the message.
You know how it will bring it in quicker is if you make sure that you're not playing victim to it and saying this is you're being rewarded for, and it's not playing victim to it, and it's not pointing a finger at saying so-and-so was wrong.
It's just about justice.
It's just about justice. So make sure that you're using, and this is, that the universe is taking care of this, because what is fair is fair. Mm-hmm. It's not about those mothers are going to be, you know, if you go down that road, you're going to deter it.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like you're down there.
No. We're just trying to make it very clear for you. So, it feels really good. So
Coming in this week.
Yep.
Coming in this week.
Yep.
So keep it up. Thank you, ladies.
Yep, thank you. Thank you so much for emailing us in.
All right, so we're going to jump to this one.
Hello.
Welcome. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Michelle, West Palm Beach, and I just want to know what you see coming up for romance, love.
Were you guys safe from the hurricane?
Yes, nothing.
Good, good, good to hear. So Michelle wants love in her life. Okay.
Okay, so the first thing I heard was let go of the past. There's a part of the past that you're holding on to still. It's just time to let it go. You don't even need to hold on to it anymore. It's just be done. And be very clear in what it is that you want in a partner. You can write it down and journal it. And I'm hearing within 3 months somebody should be coming in.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lot that's coming up from current lifetime of there's a fear of allow yourself to be vulnerable again. But you're really close to clearing it up, Michelle. Very, very close. But you want to make sure that all your past, you know, whatever you went through, that there's forgiveness there on your part. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that you need to look at yourself for forgiving, just know that everybody did their best and say, that's not what I'm attracting in my life. It's even better. But you want to be balanced so that the person that comes into your life is balanced as well. But you almost got it. You're so close, Michelle. You're so
close. January. Oh, so it's like after New Year's.
Complete
and finish whatever it is you want to leave at the end of this year and never take forward with you again. So finish up whatever it is so that you start January fresh and new.
And they're saying make sure that you're asking for a partner that you're going to be a partner with, not somebody who's going to take care of you because you're able to take care of yourself, somebody to where it's 50-50. It is literally a partnership. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's new for you.
And do you see, like, my family getting closer? I mean, siblings and mom, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, because we just put out that it's about one question.
Oh,
and so we have to really adhere to that because it's something that Marie and I are both working on because otherwise we could literally do readings on the phone. And just know there's stuff to work on. I can tell you that much. There's still stuff. Keep in your heart if it's something that is supposed to be in your life for your highest and greatest good, then whatever's supposed to be will be.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you said the person coming in, is it like a date or is it like more of a partner?
No, we're talking a partner.
We're talking
romantic partner.
Yep.
Romantic partner.
But part of him coming in, or her, whatever, this person coming in, you want to make sure, though, that you have completed and let go of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that whatever that entails, whether it be in regards to anything, family life,
the way you view
past
yourself,
relationship,
yep.
all of that has to be cleared and really you know, the old stories are done. Let me put it that way.
Because otherwise you can still continue to create your past into the present and into the future. You want to be done with that. You've been there, done it already, so now it's newness. You're ready for everybody who's coming into your life to be a partner, whether it's a business partner, whether it's a romantic partner, that people are there to support you as much as you're there to support them. It is it's a relationship of equality.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, thank you, Michelle, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you both for, you know, taking the time.
You're welcome. Oh, you're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
All right, we're going to another one. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm in California.
Hi, Mike.
Back in California. What's your question on, sir?
Well, my question is, it changed. Marie, you said you're in real estate?
Yes.
Wonderful. I am thinking of that as well, and synchronicities have connected me to somebody from where I'm from in the Midwest who is a big-time broker in, the high-end areas of Los Angeles County, Calabasas, Hidden Hills, and things like that. And real estate's always, like when I was 18, I wanted to be a real estate agent, but obviously at 18, you know, you don't have the life experience and so forth. So I've been in and around mortgages. I just worked finished left a sales job for a large realestate.com in sales. So I got a little bit of the you know, the marketing aspect knowledge from that, and I kind of wanted to get some insight in pursuing that direction with that. And also, too, I'm really intuitive and has some mediumship stuff, and I want to know how that may assist in the process, since you obviously have that as well.
Okay, so let's see. I mean, I'm picking up that, yeah, that's an avenue you can pursue. I don't see it being a lifetime thing. It's a stepping stone, so to speak.
Okay.
Because I feel you doing more stuff, not as an agent, but doing stuff on the other side. Like, trying to put it into words here. That you would, you know, you get the experience as an agent, but then you take it to the next level. So you would be working, like, I know you said you work for a .com company, but now you're going to have actual practical peer experience, so you'll be able to take that further. And actually, I see you doing more of tailoring the marketing to a realtor. It's down the road, but you'll be moving.
Yeah.
You'll be moving towards that way, because you're going to be able to use your skills, you know, with your intuition and, you know, your mediumship. I think what's going to happen though with you is, especially over, for some reason I'm picking up in that area, you're really, I mean, the people, spirits are going to really be coming to you, and after a while you're going to be like, God, I don't want this. I'm tired of this. This isn't what I want. So, but you're going to find a way to kind of work around that, but you're going to find that you're going to be dealing more with the crossed over than the living. Especially when you walk into some of these houses. Yeah.
Yeah, because right now I'm really linear in my thought process and everything, so I really don't get a whole lot of, like, that. Because I'm always, unfortunately, probably too much in my head on a daily basis. And I mean, when I tap into somebody, like, obviously with psychometry and things like that, things come through very easily. But when I'm just walking about and stuff, I really don't pick stuff up, you know, that much, or at least I'm missing it. I don't know.
No, I think when you start actually showing properties, I think you're gonna find that that's gonna open up, and it's gonna open up in such a way that it's like, whoa, what did I open here? You know, they're gonna be able to sense who you are and what you can do and what they can come through you as. And
right.
They'll be like, oh, here's somebody I can talk with. So just be aware of that, because what I'm seeing is that your third eye is really going to be opening as you start doing that, and that stuff is going to start coming through.
And with it being short time, I mean, because obviously it's a lot of work,
because
you're building a brand yourself and so forth. So the thing is the money there?
The money will be there. I know that it's a different cost of living and a different lifestyle out there, you know, as far as money. But the money will be there. But I really see it evolving into something different. But you'll be using the skills that you learned.
Okay. Because, I mean, you kind of know where I'm coming from in a sense, because, again, with the work that's required, sometimes, I mean, to do it 24/7, that whole thing, and, you know, then it's like, okay, I understand that it's a building block, but is it, you know, it's like,
But you have a good contact. You have a good contact, and that contact was, you were supposed to meet that person. I think maybe it's been coming for a while, but this contact is going to really help you. So you won't be like a brand new person who doesn't have anybody or any resources. This person is really going to help you. So you're going to have a little leg up advantage.
Okay. Interesting.
What are you picking up?
Now, this is what Beth is getting here. I didn't pick up any of that because I'm getting other stuff. I'm hearing your guide saying that you need to be very clear on what you specifically want because you teeter back and forth. You go back and forth between things. You're supposed to learn the tools of law of attraction,
mm-hmm.
and using positive self-statements. And right now, everything is about I am receiving, and then you list off what it is that you want. Those are going to be your daily affirmations, but be very clear on what you want to do. It feels like you're going to have everything that you want, seriously, within the next 5 years. And I know you're going, what, 5 years? But you're going to be provided for. Right now, it feels like Marie said, you're going to have some, you're going to have individuals that are going to be coming into your life that are going to really help you with getting clear on what you really want to do. You think it's specifically one thing, but you're going to be gaining some clarity, and it feels like it's the end of this month, Mike. To where it's going to be clearer. And I know you're going, well, what does that all mean? I can't even tell you to the specifics of what that all means. I'm hearing loud and clear, study the laws of attraction. So you know what law of attraction is, and that you know what cause and effect is. But you need to start with statements that I am ready to receive, and then you can put down everything that you want to receive.
Wonderful.
But there's something
Wonderful.
That you think
sense.
You're clear on that you're still not quite clear on.
Yeah, because I know it's a building step. I feel there's something else beyond the real estate aspect, and it's just
definitely.
I've done that before, you know, in when I was in commercial finance and so forth. And, you know, it's just like it occupied all of me. And it's just like I know that's what's required with real estate.
You know what it almost feels like? What it almost feels like you're going to be doing, it's not something that you've been presented yet.
Mm-mm. No, it's going to evolve.
Mm.
Well, it is going to evolve, but you're going to be doing something else. And it's going to help you with the business strategic aspect of it. Why is it going blank? It literally just slipped my mind. But it's like businesses like Young Living. What are those called again?
Multi-level marketing.
It feels like you're going to be doing something like that, and it's not going to be as hard as you think, but you're going to be developing strategies there, and it's going to be an influx of income that comes in for you as you're doing all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. But you haven't found the product yet. So
well,
be
it's
open
interesting
to people
because
presenting
the mentor,
stuff to you.
Mentor –
Go ahead.
I was just piggybacking off of Beth because remember I said that you're going to be doing the real estate and learning the stuff and then switching into something, and that feels like that could be the avenue because it's going to be something that you're going to be doing based on what you've learned.
Mm. And if I can make just a quick note to the first email question. When you did the whole leaning thing, you know, with getting answers.
Yeah.
When I wait tables and bartend and so forth like that, I can get before the shift, I was able to get down to almost within $5 of what I was going to make.
Cool.
Based on by asking the questions and leaning. And also, too, if you in regards to the question, you know, the part of being specific of the question, I would say because – you have to tip out, you know, your busers and people and so forth. So I would, if I wasn't clear, like how much money am I going to walk with, I would say I'd make $200, but I would have to tip out 40. So I only went with 60 because I wasn't clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I made $200, but it's not what I walked with because I wasn't clear in the question. So you can
really
fine-tune your intuition.
But you have to be
really
specific on it,
you have to, because I'll just tell you a real quick example. We just did a seminar, and we asked for 10 people. And with our paying guests and the four of us teaching, we had 10 people. So we had to switch it, and I had to say, oh, my God, no, we need 10 paying guests in order to switch that. Because so anybody listening for Law of Attraction, this is a great example. You have to be extremely specific.
You are so close, Mike, and you're starting to, and it feels like you're coming into the mastering of it. So it's fine-tuning that, and it's really interesting because I was getting stuff like that for myself. You know, it's not about the money. It's how fast we can manifest other stuff and just get out of the way of how it's coming towards us.
Exactly. And again, for so long, I haven't had the passion, and I started watching million-dollar listings, you know, here in Los Angeles.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
going, man, I'm like, man, I'm like, man, I'm like, I'm set right up for that.
There you go.
So
you got your sign.
And everybody out here is into the woohoo. So, I mean, that could be a nice little combo too. Who knows?
Yeah.
And
you know what, if they are open to it, I mean, all you have to do is when you're showing somebody, there's a couple keywords you put out there. If they pick up on it, you know that they're
yep.
open to it. I do
yep.
it all the time. So,
And I do it with women that I date. I mean, it's like, you know, kind of like, you know, intuitive, this kind of stuff, some code words, and they're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then you know. Then you can be more
yeah.
open about it.
Well, then I tell my clients, hey, you got a 2-for-1 realtor here.
Right?
So, yeah.
But,
awesome.
Mike, your stuff is going to be coming in, so continue to hang in there. It's just getting more clear in what you specifically want to do, and then really be mindful of that law of attraction. And I really truly believe as a humanity that's what we're stepping into. It's not just you. That's
yep.
what I'm doing more and more readings are. A lot of people are getting those similar responses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the universe saying that's the only way. You have to step up and completely take accountability for what it is you want to create in your life.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I'm working with this new book, and 72 angelic whatever, you know, for manifesting and
oh, yeah.
and prayers and different things like that. And so
mm-hmm.
I just started that. So it's, it's just the focus and putting the intention out there on a regular basis. And it's forcing you every time to be more clear and clear and clear.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Well, good luck. And
yes.
I know we'll get an update from you, so let us know.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, next caller.
Hi.
Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rose calling from New Jersey.
Rose.
Hi, Rose.
From New Jersey. What can we do for you?
I want to know if you see any unexpected cash coming my way.
Cash?
Money.
Money. Money, money, money.
Okay.
Are you looking for a certain amount?
No, I'm not working, and I've been playing the lottery and all, you know, I'm just wondering if I'm going to get lucky, that's all.
If we're going to be getting lucky? Okay. This role's going to be receiving cash. Feels like in December, your money situation is going to start increasing, but meanwhile, before December gets here, it looks like you have a lot of emotions around money, so that means it's very deep-rooted. So, and it looks like, and I'm seeing you writing in a journal, what are your belief systems towards money? What are your belief systems towards money? Because it feels like you're still firmly planted in some of those old belief systems, and there are lifetimes of it, but it's big time to where you had parents who reinforced those belief systems in this lifetime, and especially with your dad's point of view towards money. Because you have to break those. You have to break those, and you have to create your own belief systems because it can come to you easily. You have to be ready to the statements that we want to use right now is, I am ready to receive. And then you can, after that, put whatever it is that you're ready to receive. But we're in the I am ready to receive energetic flow right now. So it feels like you need to do a little bit of work
yeah.
on that.
And the money that I'm, because what I'm hearing is the money that's coming to you is going to be earned
mm-hmm.
income,
mm-hmm.
not lottery. So,
okay.
You'll be getting that as earned. I mean, you'll be earning that money.
Okay. Now, you can also, Rose, take that and say, you know, that's Marie's belief system. It's not mine, so it doesn't plant in you. And the same with what I say about it. So it's just being mindful of any time anybody says anything about money, because anything's possible. You know, if you do your work at a really deep level, anything is possible to where you can manifest money. But right now, what we're hearing right now,
mm-hmm.
But we're not saying no to it. It's just that
yeah,
the universe,
you have free will.
The universe is saying it's going to come in because it's going to be earned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the universe doesn't view lottery like how we view it. It
and
has many different meanings.
That's right, because earned income doesn't necessarily mean you go to a job and earn it. You could earn it through any means.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very specific how you want the money to come in.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rose.
Bye.
Wasn't an answer that she wanted, but it's what we got. Oh. Hi, welcome. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lauren in New Jersey.
Hello. And
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just sent an application in for a position, and it's basically an associate director position, and I wondered if you see me getting that job.
Associate director position.
I'm hearing yes.
Is that something that you would have to have three interviews for? Because I'm hearing you would have three interviews for it, and then they would offer it to you.
Yeah, I was just picking up the number three.
Really? Because
yes.
I would assume that I would have to. It's an associate director position, and it sounds really interesting, and I know I could do it.
What I'm hearing is it'll be three interviews. Three times they will call an interview, or, you know, it'll be a three-step process, a three-interview process, and then you would get it. That's what I hear.
Wow. That would be great. Do you know around what time frame you'd be looking at?
It feels like it will be completed within the next 3 weeks. Bam, bam, bam. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So stay in that positive flow that you really want it. Visualize yourself working there.
I just heard that you're going to be fully ensconced in the position in 6 weeks. I mean, they're really giving me weird words today.
Yeah.
I'm
so stay positive about it. It's yours. Visualize.
Yep.
It's yours. Nobody else's. So that way you make sure, because there will be things that can possibly come along your path within that time. Don't let anything distract you or sway. You're going to stay positive. This is yours. Stay in that positive frame of mind. So do what you need to do for self-care.
Okay, I will.
All righty.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let me see here. Oops. Dang, I think I missed somebody. I'm so sorry. Let me see here. I'm going to do this one. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
You had already answered my question. How are you lovely ladies doing this afternoon? Thank you
for taking my call.
Yes, it's Cassandra, and you all, like I said, you all had already answered my question via email for me.
Oh, we did. Okay. Cool. That's great.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, good. We're glad you're still listening.
Thank you.
Yes, I am. I'm still listening. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm
going to
put
Beautiful.
You back on hold then, sweetie.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi there. My name is Susan, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Susan from New Jersey. A lot of New Jersey people. What can we do for you?
Just wondering if you see me making a little extra cash. I'm on disability, so trying to find ways to make a little extra money on the side.
Do you bake?
I'm sorry?
Do you bake?
Funny, I was looking at Craigslist, and I was looking at Baker.
because I just heard bake sale. That's why I was like, do you bake?
Yeah, I haven't in a while. I mean, I'm not that good, but, okay, that's a thought. It was just funny, I was just looking at this ad that said Baker.
Oh, well,
no. Well, I'm not.
There
a,
you go,
a
bake
a
and baker. You may want to try to answer that ad, but because I'm your extra cash, they're saying is going to come from doing something creative with your hands.
Uh-huh.
So that's why. And then they said bake. So that's why I was or bake sale, and I'm like bake sale.
Well, you know what I'm getting? I'm getting knitting. Do you knit?
I actually do. I'm very beginner. I can make like a scarf. That's about it. But
yeah. Because I'm hearing that you craft jewelry. Sales are going to be the way. You're going to find something in craft sales to start making extra cash.
Yep, yep.
Yeah,
and believe it or
right.
not, those it's craft good. Sales are really good right now, especially October, November, December.
Yeah, I actually sell things from home, you know, off of Facebook or Etsy. I make, like, little stretch gemstone bracelets and earrings, and mm-hmm. I just haven't been doing it for a while because I've been kind of in an emotional,
yeah.
having some
yeah.
issues, you know, with health and mm-hmm. stuff, and mm-hmm. trying to get back on my feet. So,
yeah,
that all makes sense. Yeah, I keep saying, oh, I should put some pictures of my jewelry up on Facebook, and I'm like, no, I don't feel like it.
No, I would say do local craft shows because that's how you're going to get your merchandise out there.
And it's networking.
Yep,
networking,
and it's
networking and plus being amongst other people. Yep. Yep.
It's a lot of, I have cancer, so it's actually a lot of, I get very exhausted doing craft shows, so it's a lot of work. So, and I mean, I've done it, but honestly for me, it's not really worth it, you know, the time and effort and the price. I mean, I'm not saying it's not for other people, you know, depending on what you're selling. You know, I have like small items, and if it's like a, I don't know, even like a $30 craft show for the day, you know, you don't always make back, you know, what you paid for your table. So
exactly.
I just found that for me, and I've heard other people say, I guess it depends on the show, but yeah, I just don't really have the stamina to, to do like a large show or money. So, you know, maybe I'll look back into Etsy. I have the Etsy store and, you know, on Facebook. So.
Well, I'm not picking up on anything else but that.
Yeah, that's because they're just saying that really, for the extra cash, really use your hands and be creative. And I still am hearing bake. So maybe give that baker job a try.
Or at least call or, you know, inquire about it so you can find out some details about what it is.
Because
mm-hmm. you don't know what it would have to offer you. But it's going to
yeah.
help you with the funk. And I was going to say something about cancer, but I didn't want to do that because I don't want to ever put that in the program of
yeah.
anybody's energetic field. But it's like, damn it, I don't like it. So it's like, but I get why they're saying some of the stuff. It's, I know you don't have the stamina, but it's that time of year when, you know, depression is really huge right now. People are starting to step into it. You're seeing a bigger picture of it. And it's making sure that you stay in that positive flow. So I get why they're saying
mm-hmm.
Be really creative. Get out amongst the craft shows. And even though you might have had an experience in the past, because I have, Maria's heard me 1,000 times going, that's it, I am done with freaking expos. But I keep going back
yeah.
several times a month, and I'm meeting the coolest people that I never thought I'd ever be meeting. And it feels that's what it's about for you right
yeah.
now. It's about making
mm-hmm.
connections right now. And through that, your life can be changed.
They're also saying if you don't have a salt lamp in your house, to make sure you get a salt lamp and have it lit at all times.
Yeah. Yep.
A salt lamp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're another one that I'm hearing multi-level, but you have to have the stamina to do it. But, God, it really feels it's about building a network of individuals around you because it kind of feels like you're off on your own right now, and it is. When you're going through that, it feels like you're a desert of your own, you know, an island of your own.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like there are so many people who are wanting to step into your life that you don't even realize and know at this current moment right now. So it feels like that's what the goal is, to get you out there and do that so you get to know people, and you'll be amazed at how it helps with shifting you. So I'm sorry, that's all I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm getting.
Yep.
I wish it was more for you.
That's okay. That's fine.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Probably my one time that I'm going, dang it. Let me see here. There was a number up here that I'm going to see if I can find.
Yeah, but sometimes the messages only come in a certain way, so that's all that needs to
oh,
be,
I know.
You know, said, and then it sparks something.
Darn the 530. I'm sorry, you guys, that you obviously. Oh, here we go. Hi,
hello?
Who are you speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris, and I'm calling from California. Thanks for taking my call.
I was trying to find you, Chris, and he kept disappearing on me. Chris from California.
Oh, I did, huh? I'm sorry. I'm on a landline. I didn't know what the, if it's a bad connection.
Oh, no, no, no. It's me. This is Beth operating electronics. It's usually Marie that does it. So, anyway.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you have a question?
I sure do. I was wondering if you guys see me getting some healing on the left side of my body, physical healing, like movement.
When will you be getting healing? Is that what you're asking?
Or if you see it happening.
Oh, okay. Physical healing on your left side. Oh, okay.
I'm seeing a golden ray that is coming in, and gold ray is a very high frequency and vibrancy. And it's coming in through the top of your head along with some white gold. So there are two different, there's gold and white gold.
Yeah, you've got a lot of emerald green around, so there's a lot of, the healing energy is there working its magic.
You just have to say yes to it. I am open to accepting and receiving it so that it will start shifting you, because that's your receiving side. Your left side is your receiving.
Okay, sounds good. I'm definitely open to it. So, and I've been working on it for 4.5 years. So,
I'm trying to be
as positive as I can about it.
Oh yeah,
sure.
And you have some rose gold. So it's like gold is the, you have gold, white gold, and rose gold coming in, and those are very high frequencies and vibrancies. If you can be outside as much as possible. And it feels like you need to literally take a blanket and go sit inside the trees. So if you have a forest nearby.
I live in the orchard.
Do you?
There's a very small.
So I have trees all around me.
There's a small part of you that is resisting it, though. So you need to go in there and determine which part is resisting and why. There's a little piece that's holding on, and it's like an old. It's actually an old past life that's hanging on. So you need to release that.
And do you know how I go about doing that?
Is there paralysis going on with you, or is it paralyzing you in an aspect of your life?
I had a stroke 4.5 years ago, so it's paralysis on the left side of my body.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so let's see how we can get you in to go and look at that.
It's allowing you, because I see it in your back, and it has to do with the part that holds that you're not feeling supported in life. And it's by physical people, so you don't feel like you necessarily have the biggest network of people who support you for who you are and accept you for who you are. But also you're not allowing the divine in as much as you think you are. So on a conscious level, if you're going yes, that means it's at a deep level that you feel that you're not worthy of being completely healed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you know how I can get to that level, how I can change that?
You visualize going in your back. It's coming through.
Go ahead.
Go in. There's a, because I see red holding on to. There's a, it looks like a rope that's wrapped around a part of your spine. And so that means there's a lot of emotions to it. And all you have to do is visualize it. Almost is, I would say it's right in the middle of your back. I would say it's just above where your lungs would be. Because it's an association with your left lung. I see your left lung. You're not breathing in life. So that means you're looking at life that it can be really hard, it can be really difficult. You're having a hard time with digesting the experiences that you have. So you go in there and you ask, and that you're going to have to do this during a meditation, so they're wanting you to meditate more. So you need to go in and ask and say, okay, I'm ready to go in and talk. Are you ready to be healed and released? And then really pay attention. This is going to bring you into a deeper level of healing, because then you're going to start doing healing work with others as well. It's just for you to learn how to trust this. That's what it's about.
Okay.
And so you're going to go in there and you're going to ask, what lifetime does this stem from? And don't second guess what time period, if all of a sudden it's before Jesus Christ, or if it's
got a time frame.
And then, so don't step in yet, because it's coming through. And then after that, you're going to go in and ask if it's male or if it's female. And then what emotions were not looked at in that lifetime? What did they not feel supported for? And then you have to go in and counsel that piece, because it's a very, very stubborn piece. And I can't give you any more information, because I want to give you information on who it is and what it is. But this is about you going in and trusting at a deeper level. And it feels like... as you go in there and you talk to a counselor and let them know the time period that they were in, the experiences that they had, how hard it must have been, but that's their belief system. It's not your belief system. and you need to make a proclamation and say your birth name and your birth date that you're choosing to walk the path of love and light, and that you know you're 100% supported by angels, by God, by Goddess, whoever it is that you believe in, and even more. I feel that it's already starting to lighten up and let go on that back part, but you have to go in there at a deeper level to do it. So anyways, Marie's going to give you more information on that now.
So the lifetime that I'm picking up is from the medieval times, and you were a knight, and you were knocked basically in battle off your horse and paralyzed. But there's a lot of emotions that were still stuck from there because you felt like, you know, you were in the service, and now you cannot provide service, and there's nobody who will give you the time of day anymore. So there's a little bit of anger carrying over from that point too. So, you know, as Beth was saying, go in and talk to that lifetime and talk to that knight that you were, because this lifetime, you no longer need to carry it in this lifetime. You know, that was that lifetime, and that does not need to carry into this lifetime.
Okay.
And make sure you go and give gratitude, because that knight had to live a life that, oh, my God, could you even imagine that you had to sit here and live in a life to where it was nothing but barbaric, and you had, So you have to go in there and give gratitude for it, because there's a lot of emotions, there's a lot of resentment from that lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was an individual that did not want to have to carry out and do some of the things that he had to do. And he just wants his lifetime to be recognized, saying, do you realize what I did? Do you realize what I sacrificed?
Right, exactly.
So that you got to be the person that you are in this lifetime.
Yep.
A person of love and light.
So acknowledge him. Acknowledge for him for what he went through.
Yep.
So I can do this on my own.
Oh, yes.
Through meditation.
Yep. Through meditation.
Through meditation.
Yep.
And you're going to, and it's going to be through trial and error, but all he wants is your
having a positive effect.
Oh, yes.
Pardon?
Yes. And anytime you remove anything, you're going to ask that divine healing fills it back up. You don't just leave it, because other negative stuff or icky stuff can come in and fill it up. So what you release, you're going to fill it up with divine love and light.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. Go ahead, Anita. Who
are we speaking with, and what are you?
Now I know where are you from. I'm watching me. What are you? I'm sorry. I apologize. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amy. How are you?
Very good. It's Amy.
Yes.
Okay, Amy. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. All right. And what is your question?
Okay, I think this is definitely related. Of course, universe provides and gives you a reflection of where you're at. So I'm having these friendship issues, and they're just basically dissolving away in the sense of, I guess the phrase is, I'm sick and tired of being tired, to put it bluntly, of just people not speaking their truth when they need to speak their truth. Communication with this particular friend of mine, it just basically dissipated. I feel like I was like putting so much effort, and it was only a one-way street. And I said, you know what? I don't think this is working. I just feel like I'm speaking my truth more, and the people who aren't are just kind of they're just disappearing, which is a great thing. So my question in regards to that, am I close to finding, like, a best friend of mine, of somebody I could really talk to and connect with? I'm a deep soul. I'm an old soul. So I'm just wondering what you see.
Amy, I hear you, girl. I hear
you. You know,
we don't have time for those superficial, shallow.
That's part of the spiritual awakening.
Yep.
That's
when you know you're
awakening.
Good job, Amy.
Yes.
You want to be really clear on that you want to attract, set the intent that you're attracting like-minded individuals who are genuine, who are of integrity, you know, higher consciousness, walking their talk, living from their heart, and that you have they're open-minded, et cetera, because you want similarities.
Mm-hmm.
You want commonalities, but you also want to be able to grow with each other too.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So be very clear on that, is that that is what you want to attract. And then start looking into, like, meetup groups. where you can actually go and meet like-minded people and then start getting to know people who are on the same spiritual level
frequency
and who are willing to go through ascension process with you.
Okay.
And you know the thing is, if there isn't a group out there, then you decide to get one together, and then you advertise it and don't give up on it. It depends on, you know, what does this group look like. We have a meetup group, and it's a really cool meetup group. We never thought it would manifest into what it is. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're really cool right now, because you'll be amazed, Amy, how many people need somebody like you. And they're looking for the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You want to be intimate with the people that are in your life, people who are going to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, when it's like when you're younger, I know I sound young, but I'm in my 40s, but it's interesting. When you're younger, you put up with more, and it's just like you just grow and you mature and you evolve. It's just like, no, you know what you want, and you're going to stick with it, and you're not going to just put up with it just to put up with it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
So. Girl, you're preaching to the preachers. But Amy, your friends are going to be coming. Say, I'm ready for my like-minded community. Not just a friend, my like-minded community. But you want to be specific, because there's a lot of people who can be like-minded and still be shits. Mm-hmm. So you want to be specific on what you want to attract.
Okay, so write a list and like, so that maybe intimate relationships can come into my life. Exactly what I want. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else you guys see?
Just keep doing what you're doing, girl. You're doing fabulous, and don't get down on it.
And remember, the people who, you know, don't see you for who you are, they're either there just for a quick lesson, or they're just not part of your path. So
seasons, reasons, or lifetimes.
It's okay to, you know, say, all right, I'm sorry, but can't be part of my life, and I can't be part of your life. And that does apply to family members, too. That's hard, but it does apply.
Yeah, it does. And I'm already going through that. It's just, you're right when you said I feel like you guys are also saying don't give up, because when you're evolving, and you guys know this, you know, when you're raising your frequency, it's really your born alone, die alone type of path. So it's kind of like, it's you, you know, and that's all you've got, so to speak. So I know I've come such a long way. I just want a connection now. I just want to connect with people.
And, you know, and the thing is, Amy, just so you know, just in case you're not aware of this, you are so recognized on the other side. But I know that doesn't help a lot of people. They're going, I want recognition here. But you are so honored where it is that you are. There are so many people who are going, they're amazed by what you have done.
That means a lot.
And so, just so you know, you're not on your own. They are witness. So you have individuals on the other side, many from many different places and spaces, not just relatives and loved ones that you know. It's individuals from different galaxies and planets who are going, you are amazing at what you can do, and that you're standing in your integrity. Integrity is very big for you, and they're very proud that you're not giving in. Very proud of you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting chills. That's the message they needed. Thank you for helping me through this.
Yep.
And,
just remember, you are being guided. You're being guided very strongly, and you are literally being pushed left to the right to the straight. They're literally pushing you. So you should be feeling that on your back. Like they're going, got to go this way. Oh,
and it's not always comfortable in doing that, because you're going, oh, my God. But you're letting go of that which no longer serves your highest and greatest good, and that which ties you down to the ego. So it's you're done with that. You don't need it. You've had the experience. Now it's on to the being aware and the higher consciousness, living from your heart.
It's interesting, because just really quickly, I was laying down the other day, and this might have been a couple, two, 3 days ago, and I felt this push in my back. I'm like, what was that? It was like very evident. I'm like, I've never felt that. What is happening? Yeah. I just went with it, but it's interesting. Interesting. Yep. Awesome.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
But you're rocking it, and just so you know, I see what you have done. So keep it up, Amy. You're doing really good, because it gets really lonely out there.
It does. It does, and it's so refreshing talking to like-minded spirits, even like you. Just even for the 5 minutes that I have, my frequency is totally shifted. They just needed that. I just needed to my heart is pure, and I know Yeah.
Well, if you were here in Minneapolis, we'd invite you to our meetup group.
I don't want to. If you were in Connecticut, vice versa, I wish you guys were here.
Oh, I know. You just never know. We might come there and do a show sometime. You just never know.
Oh,
you never know. Say.
Absolutely. And thank you. And stay warm. Is it cold up there?
Today's actually a nice
day. We're in the 70s today. It's beautiful.
We had two beautiful days.
Oh, good.
Two beautiful days.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Is it nice
awesome.
Where you're at?
Yeah. It was chilly morning, but it's getting there. October is October. So
yes,
leaves are changing. It's beautiful. It's New England. It's beautiful fall foliage. So,
God, I want to
go
up there sometime. I really do.
Good.
Well, Amy, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much, Amy.
Thank
you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, now we have time for one more quick phone call.
God, we've had fabulous people.
Hi, who are we
Hello.
Speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Indiana.
Indiana. All right.
All right, what's your question?
Mine's just like that last girl. I'm in my 30s also. I'm kind of in the same situation. And also, my husband and I separated in February, and I'm just kind of in the same boat as her. Friends have gone, you know, in that 30 stage where your friends are gone, they all got married, they grow up, they have kids. I'm just like her, you know.
Uh-huh.
So starting over. Yeah, so I'm just like, I don't have no kids myself, and I'm just like the last caller. I'm just, you know, like her, and
what was
just
your
listen
first
to
name
her.
Again? I'm sorry, sweetie. What was your
Nicole.
First name? Nicole. I just have to tell you, you have the most beautiful, soft blue energy that is coming into you right now. So that means when
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing this, that you're going to be waking up at a really big level spiritually. So it might even catch you off guard, but October, there's
mm-hmm.
going to be a lot of changing for you spiritually-wise, as well as
mm-hmm.
going into November. Continue to open up your heart. I mean, for somebody who just got divorced in February, your heart is absolutely fabulous. Again,
I mean,
same thing as
separated.
Amy.
Yeah, we're separated, but we haven't got divorced yet. We separated, though, but yeah, not yet.
Oh, okay, so then I already told you the next step that's going to be happening.
I was going to say,
so sorry
about
that.
I felt like that, too, but...
But with that, a meetup group, but it feels like you're going to be starting the meetup group. It's about you standing up in your voice and taking a leadership role.
Okay.
And it's literally a thing on the internet. It's M-E-E-T-U-P. And you can start any group anywhere. And then people find out about it. So your group is going to have a specific thing that you guys are going to talk about. And it's going to be spirituality-based. And it's going to be drawn in. And I see you doing that within before the end of October.
Yeah, you're
it's
gonna
funny
be
y'all.
Moving.
It's funny y'all say that because I am going to school for medical field actually.
Oh.
I started that back in March. I started school back in March, and I'm done this coming March. So I got four more courses left, and I'm done.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
Awesome. Okay. And you're just looking to see now, and you just wanted to know like the direction you're moving, correct?
I just want to see if what do you see like in relationships, if I'm going to have a new relationship, is my husband coming back, or I mean, what's going on with that?
No.
Like, I feel like
it feels like you and your husband are not supposed to. You guys have done your part together. But again, this is free will. If you're going, well, I'm going to make it work, but
yeah.
It doesn't feel like you guys are meant to be for the next part of your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're going to be going through some rapid changes. And you're going to be really shifting who you are, and that's just going to take you to the next level. So you're kind of you're just ready for your next step in your journey.
And we have less than a minute, so it might shut off on us. So you are for the next part, and it's going to be major growth. But it's about like-minded people that you're going to be connecting with, like-minded people. I'm still hearing not a medical group, a meetup group, M-E-E-T-U-P.
Okay.
And you're going to be a leader of a meetup group because it's this blue energy that's coming in is not just for anybody.
Right.
This is for somebody who's a leader.
Awesome. Yeah, it's funny y'all say that because I'm a Leo and I'm born leader anyway.
Oh, there you go.
That's why.
There
yeah.
you go,
Nicole.
Well, thank you.
Well,
so
thank
much.
You for calling in.
Yes.
And
thank you all.
Thank you. Bye bye. And thank you to all of our listeners.
Thank you.
You know how to get a hold of us, so have a great day.
Yes, thank you. Blessings.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.